As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 15th. July the 15th? It's not the 15th, but it is Monday. Anyway, it's the 18th. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. No matter how I work out my little systems for freedom, sometimes there's a glitch. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news that we got today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, as we can work them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you are most certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, it's BecomeVocalLocal.com, our webpage. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a bunch of video clips and other things over the weekend. Certainly thank you for that. Again, it's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of scorching hot Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And Federal Postal Zip Zone. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. All broadcasting Become Vocal Local this morning, and I thank you for it. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Gold breaks the $1,600 psychological barrier this morning. Yahoo! Precious metals gain, Congress quibbles. We'll talk about all that in the market report. Greek debt keeps Eurozone in a quandary. Governors in bed with China. Yeah, we'll talk about all that too. The new world of Henry St. Simon, techno-totalitarianism. We'll go there in the latter part of the broadcast as well. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Can hardly wait. Active trading out of New York City out of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $3.90 an ounce at $1,597.90 an ounce. What a way to start the week. Silver up 98 cents at $40.25. Platinum up a buck at $1,762. And palladium up three at $784 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, folks. Mark it on your calendar. $1,593.50 for a low. $1,604.20 for a high. 1604.20. But at $1,597.90, your gold is up year-to-year $405 an ounce for a 33.95% return on your investment in Arum, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London, set the price at $1,598.25. All new highs in here, folks. Wow, unbelievable. The SPDR gold shares, they like it. They picked up 10.6 metric tons over the weekend. They claim this morning to be holding 1,236.01 metric tons, valued at these bullion prices at what? At $63.1 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on, well, here comes the break. We'll have to pick up the equities right after this, too. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our July, Monday, July the 18th, here as I make a note on my chart. July the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, active trading out of New York City. Great news for the gold bugs out there. Active trading, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that would be an hour ago, found gold trading up $3.90. It's under some pressure now. We've charted some all-new highs this morning. Gold, again, at $1,597.90 an ounce. Silver, up 98 cents at $40.25 an ounce. Platinum, up a buck at $17.62. And palladium, up three at $784. Real news here, the spread this morning, relatively tight band, but the low was $1,593.50 in the gold spot market. The high, $1,604.20, breaking that psychological barrier at $1,600 gold barrier has been broken. All right, so watch as we start to move into the $1,600 range now, moving away from the 1500s. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 43 at 12,480. The NASDAQ closed up 27 at 2790. The S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1316. Crude oil this morning off $1.13 at $96.11 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 43 basis points at 75.56. Wait, where's that 60? Wow, what do they call it? Never mind. I don't need to go there. 71.18. Well, we'll see where the U.S. dollar index is going to go. But this morning it's up 43 basis points. The Canadian loonie impacted there. off 62 basis points at $1.04 U.S. The Mexican peso down 37 basis points, still at 9 cents U.S. The euro off 71 basis points at $1.41. The British pound off 37 at $1.61. And that Swiss franc, stronger than ever, off 34 basis points this morning and yet still at $1.22 in the foreign exchange rate marketplace. Wow, $1.22. I bet you wish you had put your money into the Swiss franc a year ago, as I suggested that it was going higher and higher. And it did. 22% return on your investment is not too shabby in the currencies. Anyway, bond market this morning, 2-year yield at 0.36%, the 10-year is at 2.90, that's your benchmark, and the 30-year bond market, this is the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, at 4.26%. In the mortgage marketplace this morning, pretty much stabilizing in here, very close, narrow bands that they're running. The 15-year fixed rate, national average fixed rate mortgages moving down from 3.66% to 3.63%. The 30-year almost flat a month ago at 4.50%, this morning at 4.49%. And of course, your prime rate is set in stone at 3.25%. The gold to silver ratio this morning back under the 40 mark at 39.70 ounces of silver, bringing home 1 ounce of gold. Not much happening today in the economy calendar. The Treasury International Capital Report at 9 a.m., the housing market index at 10. Tomorrow we'll have the Goldman store sales and the housing starts. The Red Book will all be out. MBA purchase apps on Wednesday. And, of course, the jobless claims will be out on Thursday. But with all of that said, let's go over to the big news basket here and start working our way through it. The Republicans' budget balance is short on details. Catherine Dodge writing this one for Bloomberg. Catherine Dodge and Laura Litvan collaboratively. Congressional Republicans are clear in their demand for a constitutional amendment forcing the government to balance its budget. What they're not offering is clarity on how to get there. So it's left, right, left, right. You can hear all the discussion, all the talking points. We've been talking about this idea, this notion, this wild notion of the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Of course, you're not going to get there until we get here. We need to abolish the established two-party political system, and then we need to proceed with Plan B. I've had this on my mind for years, all right? Well, they're starting to get there. Almost all Republicans and some Democrats will vote to alter the Constitution when the issue comes up. So, as they say, they're kicking the can down the road, blaming the Constitution for their own deficiencies. But again, almost none of the Republicans or Democrats, we really need to get rid of them. I think that we ought to go back to a Democratic-Republican party or Republican-Democrat party, merge the two together to effect what I call Plan B. I said in the past it'll take probably 12 years to get that job done, but after that we can just abolish the political party system entirely. It's not only has it never really been useful, it's always been just a demonstration of the spirit of division. Nevertheless, almost all Republicans and some Democrats will vote to alter the Constitution. Keep your hands off of our Constitution, you chumps. Almost none, including a leading co-sponsor of the Senate measure, Orrin Hatch, Bill Flores of Texas, co-sponsor of the House measure, say how they'd slash Medicare, eliminate federal programs, or shrink education, law enforcement, or national defense, or eat strawberry pie, or some other pipe dream. Republicans agree that tax increases shouldn't be part of their equation. It's a misleading political cheap shot, said Bill Hoagland, a budget advisor to Republican congressional leaders from 1982 to 2007. Bubba, why don't you buy a boat, take a vacation? Old ideas aren't working. Said of the proposed amendment, quote, "We'll all agree we should have a balanced budget, but that's the prerogative of budgeting and governing. They're paid to come to town and make decisions." Well, it's the same rhetoric that we've been hearing for my entire life. A balanced budget amendment would require cuts even deeper than those in the budget proposed by Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, which was approved by the Republican-controlled House in April. Ryan's plan doesn't balance the budget until 2040. Boy, is that safe. Yeah. Medicaid vouchers. His plan would overhaul the Medicare and health insurance program for the elderly by offering vouchers to help the elderly buy coverage from private insurers. And it just continues. Talks about polls and split Republicans. The plan split the Republicans and was rejected by the party in an April vote. We need to reject the party. The party system is the problem. Until we cure the disease, we'll continue to have victims and symptoms and symptoms and victims. All right? You got it? Lay it out. My budget lays it out, he said. That's Senator Pat Toomey. An analysis by the Democratic-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington said Toomey's plan relies on a rosy economic scenario. So this guy's out to lunch. Get your head out of the hole in the ground, buddy, and get on. It would mean a 30% cut in 10 years. Well, son, you're talking too much distance there. We don't need to worry about what's happening in 10 years. We need what's happening in 10 months. Governors raising petitions seeking congressional debt limit deal. Amanda J. Crawford and Tim Jones, writing this one for Bloomberg, U.S. governors from both major parties circulated a letter at their national meeting urging Congress to raise the federal debt ceiling. What you're not going to find in Bloomberg this morning is any detailed information coming out of that national meeting. Nevertheless, let's continue. The bipartisan letter was being drafted by the National Governors Association. Staff at the Moody's Investor Service warned that state bond ratings would be damaged by a U.S. default, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley said yesterday. So they're just rolling out the retreads. I'm hoping that we may be able to provide some welcome relief to the debilitating partisanship that is threatening to drive our country into default for no good reason, said O'Malley, the chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. So what we need to do is to continue to put pressure on this two-party system because they're starting to weaken. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so if you tuned in late a little bit here again, we're looking at about $1,600 gold today, folks. Just keep your eyes peeled on that and keep your eyes on silver. Silver's on the move upwards. There's absolutely nothing stopping it. It has tons and tons and tons of vertical headroom there. Lots of it. Lots of demand for the metal, too. Try and put your hands on some silver this week. You're going to have to scratch around, and I can assure you that the premiums will be lofty. But anyway, back to this discussion. Okay, we're looking at what's going down with this governor's meeting. U.S. governors from both major parties meeting in Colorado, okay, over the weekend. I'm hoping that we may be able to provide some welcome relief, blah, blah, blah. They just keep talking and talking. Fairly moderate Colorado governor John Hickenhopper. No, Hickenlooper. Hickenbottom. Higginbottom. No, Hickenlooper. He's a looper. He is. John is. Anyway, he's a Democrat. He said he was told that the letters was a fairly moderate document aimed at gaining bipartisan support. He said he hadn't seen it and couldn't say whether he'd sign it or not. All right, Hickenlooper said he supports lifting the debt ceiling. The notion that you can walk up to the edge of the end of a precipice and ignore the risk you could lose your footing is foolhardy, he said of the impasse in Washington. Not lifting the debt limit would exacerbate every other fiscal issue we have. Well, that's kind of nonsense. It's all just created out of nothing, and who cares what the top is? It's, you know, debts that are too large to be repaid won't be repaid, and that's the way it goes. Anyway, slash and burn, he says, it's much easier to say just slash and burn, but you can't do that because it would turn our country upside down. Brewer, Jan Brewer, governor of Arizona, said, it would be absolutely devastating. We have to take a position that is reasonable and productive in the long run to save this great country of ours. We have to do it. Blah, 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 blah. All right? The goal here is bring these two parties together into one party. All right? Like you said, get rid of this nonsensical divide left-right. And then we need to begin on this Operation Clean Sweep, all right? And the place to begin is at the very top in the executive branch, working our way down through the executive branch. We need to get rid of all of these god-awful executive orders. They've got to go, folks. And until you get rid of them and get the executive branch in order, go down through all of the agencies and everything that's been shoved in underneath the executive, get into the involved with the military and the industrial complex and work that through. You can forget out about all this nonsense about Medicare and Medicaid, Part A, Part B, and all that. You're just peeing in the wind. The real money is at the top. The real money is in the Administrative Procedures Act and all of the downfalls from that. But anyway, they just keep bashing around. But at least the governors are getting together and talking, and away they go. Do your responsibility. Get this done. Settle the markets. Get as long a deal as is politically palatable with the parties that are at the table, and let's move on to ultimately more important issues, said Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, Democrat, good old Jay, you know, Nixon. They're going to get a deal, Nixon predicted. Well, yeah, they're going to get their deal. I anticipate continuing chilling of the economy as a result of inaction in Washington. Chafee, the Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, an independent, said in an interview, quote, there's just such a lack of confidence in our political leadership in Washington, which is going to affect the national economy. Well, we've got 10 square miles of real estate suitable for caterpillar bulldozers. Let's reclaim the swamp and do something sustainable for the 21st century. Anyway, continuing, different article, governors call for linking university financing to performance. Again, they're peeing in the wind, shooting themselves in the foot. Amanda Crawford, July the 15th, writing this one for Bloomberg. U.S. governors who slashed higher education budgets by $5 billion this fiscal year say financing for public colleges and universities should be based on graduation rates. Well, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. But once again, you know, you've got to start at the foundation. You go all the way back down to the bottom. You go all the way back to the bottom, get rid of this pre-K education system. If somebody wants to send their young ones off to, you know, Montessori school or some kind of a daycare center, something like that, let that be their own decision. It has nothing to do with public education, but unfortunately, at least here in Missouri, it's probably the same where you are. They're bringing in underneath the guise of school budgets young people before they've even arrived at kindergarten. I mean, this goes all the way back to Schaffner, Bertram Schaffner's work with the ICD out of Europe, where we were trying to get in an interdict in the life of the German children as early as possible. And I've read those quotes to you in the past, okay? But again, they're looking at the wrong end of the scale. They're trying to worry about, you know, getting some kind of, improvement out of college grads. Well, the college grads, if they're devoid of the trivium and the quadrivium, if they haven't had the right foundational education, you can just, you know, play any game you want at the upper end. But if they're stupider than posts coming out of high school, what can you expect out of college? The National Governors Association recommended that states use metrics such as the number of degrees per $100,000 appropriated to set higher education policy. It's not the number of degrees. I don't care if you've got a degree in underwater basket weaving. The degrees is not the issue. Graduation isn't the issue. It's what kind of pudding is in between the ears, all right? Education is absolutely key in putting America back to work. Well, yes, well, no. Ditch diggers, you know, can be very happy. Union people can be very happy. People can be really happy swinging a hammer, running a shovel, doing whatever, working, you know, and enjoying themselves. Until we get rid of the economic situation that's on top of us, people are not going to be looking at whether or not their education is going to bail them out. Facing the fourth straight year of budget deficits, U.S. governors recommended cuts to colleges and universities that were twice as deep as the public schools, according to a survey from the National Association. We got to get the government out of the education system. Period. Questions from taxpayers? Oh, yeah. Grigori, that's Washington's governor, said governors need to be prepared to answer questions from taxpayers. Yeah, a little transparency wouldn't hurt, honey. But about how colleges are performing and spending public funds. And around here locally, they used to put out a performance report card on the public school system. That's kind of gone by the wayside. They're kind of embarrassed to report how many young people are dropping out of school. You know, you could just save all that money and 13 years of the young person's time and just allow them to stay at home, and they would be better off than they would be wasting all of that time in public education. The public school system is bankrupt, totally, mentally, morally, physically. It's bankrupt. The report on increasing accountability said higher education institutions should be evaluated by measures including the number of undergraduate certificate and degree completions per 100 students enrolled. The decision to go to a college or university, folks, is an individual decision. If people drop out of school, they drop out of school. If they drop out of school, it might be indicative they can't afford the tuition costs. It might be indicative of they looked around after they got out of high school and they realized, my God, what am I doing in college? There's no jobs in this degree program. There's no certainty that even if I got a four-year degree that I'd be able to work in this. We've got a situation in the United States right now where you have to have a degree to get a job as a Johnny Bowl cleaner down at Mickey D's, all right? And what's that degree going to do for you? Nothing. They don't even care what your degree is in. They just decided that, well, okay, you're going to have a degree to get a job. Since when? Well, I tell you, we go back to that symposium out of Princeton in 1955. Part of the problem is that there are no jobs. And so we have to keep people in school longer and longer and longer and longer and make it more and more difficult for them to move out and become, you know, free and independent people. So we keep them at home until they're 20, 25, and 30, 35. And then they work for 20 years and they're out. We've got all the people in America working part-time jobs, 30 and 35 hours a week. Why? Because if you can go down 32 hours a week, that means for every five people, there's an extra job created, right? More people working, more people chasing fewer jobs. It's nothing to do with education. It's an economic situation. I'll be right back.
The Home
of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, my email basket over the weekend is really telling us the right story, but let's finish this article here. Thomason said the NGA is focused on higher education at its meeting in Salt Lake City because governors recognize the state funding will one day return to previous levels. Dream on, Bubba. He said current college completion rates are not sufficient to provide the graduates needed for future U.S. economic needs. Well, I'll tell you what they're not talking about. This is a misdirection article, in my opinion. What they're not talking about is sitting down with all of the Chinese diplomats and signing agreements for the foreign trade zones. All right. This is a little bit here for about education. It's probably one of the less important breakout sessions from that meeting. All right. But they're not talking about the real work. The real work is giving away the rest of America and selling it off to the communist Chinese, all right? But they're just, this is misdirection. So before I blow a gasket, let's jump over here and go to the callers and say good morning to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. How's it going?
Well, that's a good question. When I find out, I'll let you know.
Hey, thanks, Will. Well, Will, I was thinking about this in the state of Massachusetts, which is, Picture a class in 20 years later. You will see a picture of Obama hanging up there, where Obama will be in his like fifth or sixth term as president, and it'll say, "Dear our leader," and you see Obama like Fidel Castro up there, and you see all the little tykes there with red armbands on their shoulder, going through the class, and the first thing the kids will be taught is, Christianity is bad. It's mean old white slave owners. Worshipping communism is good. Putting a condom on a cucumber is good. You'll learn how to use pills and condoms, and you'll learn about the environment, worshipping plants, global warming. What other alternative history would kids be taught?
Well, one thing about having the big photographs there of Barry the Usurper, the fearless leader, you know, I'm concerned that we have absolutely no candidates running in opposition to this guy that would put up any kind of a serious affront. I'm confident that's not an accident, Jeff. But, you know, you got these people over in China going into the inner city there, you know, having their special meeting with Grandpa Hu Jintao. Well, maybe one of these days it'll be Grandpa Barry, you know. But it's a frightening aspect that it's just the same that happened with Jorge Bush, you know, when he was reelected.
Right.
Instead of going after him and impeaching him and going after the Sandra Day O'Connor from the Supreme Court, you know, they serve on in good pleasure. They serve at the pleasure of the country. And when they turn us upside down and inside out and pretend that they are an electoral college when they're not, you know, that the people of the United States would actually vote Bush back into office again. This is indicative of what may happen in this election. The people of this country may very well just be dumbed down enough and ready to vote this usurper in for another 4 years, and what a travesty that'll be.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right about that, and it's because of our education system. Homeschooling is the way to go. Homeschooling and private schools. If those two institutions become extinct, and all we have to do is rely on the public school system, we are screwed. We'll enjoy it while it lasts. Have a good one.
All right, thanks for calling in this morning. Yeah, Jeff from Chelsea, you know, and he's right in the middle of, like he says, Massachusetts. I've been there. I've been in Boston. I've seen what it looks like around there. I've talked with people, and that was a long time ago, back in the 70s. I was hitchhiking up to New York City, and I went in, and I wanted to see what the Ivy Leagues looked like. So I spent some time in downtown Boston. I got to know some people a little bit. But it's every city in this country has its own kind of a unique footprint. And if you get in and work around and get on the street, I was a street musician at the time largely, panhandling for bucks. But it really gives you an opportunity to sit with people and talk to them and know that we're all basically the same in this country. But each of the different states have their own flavor. And at least in those days, when you'd go from state to state, there was actually a difference. Today, it's just one, you know, hamburger stand after a Walmart after another. And a lot of that uniqueness is gone away from us. But back to the news basket here. Good call, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. Pawlenty wants structural debt change. Well, so do I. And he opposes the McConnell plan. All right? This is more political posturing. Left, right, left, right. Julie Hirschfield Davis writing this one for Bloomberg. Republican presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty criticized Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's last choice plan to raise the U.S. debt limit as a Band-Aid on a broken bone. I'm telling you, folks, if these people continue to listen to Become Vocal Local, they'll have all my talking points down. It's not a Band-Aid on a broken bone, though, moron. It's a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound of the body politic. Get it right. If you're going to quote me, quote it correctly. The former Minnesota governor said Barry the Usurper is spinning the public on the debt limit debate, and called on him to stop lecturing everybody 24 hours and get that deal done. All right? I wish they didn't raise the debt ceiling, Pawlenty said in an interview on Political Capital with Al Hunt, airing on the Bloomberg television this week. And he said that if Congress does so, we need to get something structural that's meaningful and measurable to cut spending. Well, he goes on, but if you go in and look at these articles, the place that we need to really work, we've got military bases in so many countries now, none can even keep track of it. And every one of those countries, you know, we've got at least four branches of government the military. You know, if you just, you know, don't think of it from the standpoint of all the special, you know, tactical forces that they've got deployed as well. So you just multiply it out. Some are 600 to 700 military bases. We can't afford that. That's got to go. That's got to stop. you know, but until you get in and you get down to the level of the Boeings and the McDonnell Douglas and all the rest of them, Dow Chemical and DuPont, until you get down at that level and start cutting off this flow of money, this hemorrhage of red ink to support this military industrial complex, you know, you're not going to be getting at the, you're just flailing at the branches, you're not striking at the root. We've got really deep systemic costs that are just bleeding us dry for nothing. For nothing, really. All right, McConnell's plan doesn't solve the problem, Pawlenty said. It would allow the usurper to raise the debt ceiling unilaterally if he suggested an equal amount of spending cuts with no requirements that they be enacted. You got to have all parts in the thing. Wealthier people, they say, are paying a bucket load already in taxes. Well, that's just a tiny portion of the population. Yeah, it's a lot of the money. But again, before you take up a big stick and go after the entrepreneurial class in this country, remembering that they're the ones that actually create the jobs that everybody's clamoring for, maybe we need to look at where we're hemorrhaging. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. Let's jump on and go on. I don't want to waste too much time on the news. Stocks, euro drop on EU crisis concerns, all right? Stocks fell around the world. This by Stephen Kirkland, new news. Stocks fell around the world, led by banks, while the euro weakened to a record against the Swiss franc. A stress test failed to allay concern that the debt crisis will deepen. Gold had its longest winning streak since 1980, and it continues. European leaders are holding a special summit this week as they seek to contain the debt crisis after eight of the region's banks failed stress tests. And it continues. Markets are likely to be dominated by views on the sustainability of sovereign debt. As long as there's no definitive answer to this, we think there's not much space for a stable recovery in the bank space. Well, the real problem is the bank space. It's time to send the bank space into space, all right, and get rid of this nonsensical way of doing business. Ditching the euro is no option for the Greeks, who endured history of the drachma hardship. Now, this article seems to me to be, you know, basically just a disinfo piece, all right? It's exactly the wrong way to go. The Greeks need to ditch the euro and drop out and reinvigorate the drachma, all right? At least that's what all of the real, you know, top analysts, you know, including Chapman and others, you know, say. But this article by Maria Petrakis give you an idea of how much energy is being placed into keeping this euro and the eurozone alive. Minos Kleitis is the Greek the world's television cameras don't see, and then it goes on and it talks about his little shop getting damaged. And it continues. 30 years after Greece became a member of what's now the European Union, and more than a decade after it swapped the drachma, one of its oldest currencies, for the euro, Greeks like Kleitis are on the front line of the government's attempts to prevent the region's first debt default. So Greece is one of the pigs, all right, and it's been in the news, and it's been in the news, and it's going to continue to be in the news. As Athenians tally the cost of last month's riots, most Greeks acknowledge financial stability and the cost of keeping the euro comes with more sacrifice for a country where parents and grandparents endured the occupation by the Nazis, famine, hyperinflation, civil war, and then a military dictatorship, not to mention the communists, which are notoriously not mentioned. The challenge is to create a healthy and more productive economy, said Riccardo Barberi, the London-based chief European economist at Mizuho International PLC, who wrote research reports on Greece. Quote, this is about a country changing its skin. No one can be happy with paying more taxes, having their salary cut, losing their jobs, or risking losing their jobs. And you could say that about any place in the world today. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So blowing through a few more of these headlines, Arab Spring pits Saudi security against U.S. support for change. There can be no change. You're Glenn Carey writing this one for Bloomberg. The Arab Spring might be turning chilly for the U.S. alliance with Saudi Arabia. With the September 11, 2011 terrorist attacks, what attacks, the 2003 invasion of Iraq, and more Saudi oil sales to Asia, U.S. sway over Saudi Arabia has declined as their policies diverge, says Theodore Karadzic, and a now analyst at the Institute for Near East and Gulf Military Analysis. Wow, a mouthful. The popular uprisings in the Middle East, come on. Popular uprisings, my eye. All right, the Albert Einstein Institute, the CIA is all over this thing. You know, Al-Qaeda, right. Popular uprisings. Now, when push comes to shove, Saudi Arabia will pursue its own policies regardless of what the U.S. and others think, Karadzic said in a telephone interview from Dubai. Saudi Arabia backed former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's right to end his rule in February and sent troops to protect Al-Khalifa rulers in Bahrain. The U.S., which last year approved $60 billion arms sales to Saudi Arabia, $60 billion in arms sales to Saudi Arabia, buying the best enemies money can afford here, called for a transition in Egypt and a dialogue in Bahrain. Barry, the usurper's government on June the 16th put Bahrain on its list of human rights violators. Oh, really? How many of the countries on this planet have put the United States on its list of human rights violators, along with such countries as North Korea and Iran? On the same day, Sheikh Khalid bin Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, I'd like to have that one on your business card or have to sign your check that way, huh? A son of Bahrain's King Hamad signed a marriage contract with the daughter of the Saudi King Abdullah. intermarried, intergenerational wealth. Saudi Arabia wasn't happy with the way the usurper's administration dealt with Hosni Mubarak. Khalid al-Dakhil, a Saudi political science professor, said in a phone interview. They also disagree over Bahrain. Yeah. And it goes on, talks about the oil, huh? Since King Abdul Aziz al-Saud met the U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt aboard the USS Quincy in 1945, the U.S. and the al-Saud monarchy were practical partners, Saramco. Oil for security underpinned the relationship, even if they disagreed on such issues as the Arab-Israel conflict. It continues, the two countries will cooperate on things where we have a common interest, as they say. Countries have interests. Right now, that includes containment of Iran, some solution in Yemen, counterterrorism. At times, the Saudis will take positions in the oil realm that we will like. At times, they won't. And it continues, Saudi Arabia this year announced spending plans totaling about 500 billion riyals or 130 billion as the kingdom seeks to prevent regional unrest from sparking dissent at home. Now they're buying friendship at home. Saudi Arabia has many of its own objectives for their military that fit national security needs, not ours, said Paul Sullivan, a political scientist specializing in Middle East security at Georgetown University. Wonder if he knows Amitai Etzioni and the rest of the Jesuits there. The entrance into Bahrain is an example of this. Continues, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said on July the 11th that her government, wait a minute, whose government, that her government, is that the State Department announcing that they're the government, is working to help, quote, begin the slow, hard work of building sustainable democracies rooted in guaranteed human rights, accountable institutions, and the rule of law. Well, Hillary, why don't you start at home and lead by example instead of rhetoric? Begin the slow, hard work of building sustainable democracies. That's socialism. Rooted in guaranteed human rights. Rights, rights. Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights very soon. United Nations Declaration on Human Rights, not the 10 Amendments. Flagrant indifference. A day before Mubarak ceded power to the military, Saudi Arabia denounced the flagrant interference of some countries. And times are changing, folks. All things aren't going to continue as they were. The Saudi government said on July the 11th, after a discussion on the continuing crisis that it is keen on the security, stability, unity, and independence of Arab countries. They don't want to see further instability in the Middle East, said Kara Sikh in Dubai. And it continues. All right. Let's go to the next one. Bank of America needs to build $50 billion cushion for housing losses. I'm telling you this morning, it's news potent day. All right. News potent. Lots of news out there. Important. Hugh Sun writing this one for Bloomberg. BOA or Bank of America may have to build its capital cushion by another $50 billion and renege again on Chief Executive Officer Brian T. Monahan's pledge to raise the firm's dividend as mortgage losses drain funds. So they're not going to be able to raise the dividend they pay out on their common stock shares. All right, and they're trying to build up enough cushion here, $50 billion, to be able to deal with all of these houses that are in foreclosures and all of the lawsuits that are pending. Expenses tied to soured home loans may total of $20.4 billion in the second quarter, pulling the bank further from capital ratios demanded under the new international standards. That would be the Basel II, the Charlotte, North Carolina-based company said on June the 29th. And then it continues, they're likely to be in a capital-building mode for longer than previously anticipated. I'm hard-pressed to see meaningful capital redeployment. Moynihan has booked about $30 billion in settlements and write-downs to clean up mortgage liabilities at the biggest U.S. bank since succeeding Kenneth D. Lewis last year. As the costs mounted, Bank of America's stock has declined 25% this year, the worst showing in the 24-company KBW Bank Index. The company reports second quarter results tomorrow and has told its investors to brace for a loss as much as $9.1 billion. Well, Halliburton's doing better. Halliburton's profit rises on oil spending growth. That's right. Every time you fill up your tank, you're putting money in Halliburton's pocket. David Weth writing this one for Bloomberg. The Halliburton, the world's second largest oil field services provider, said second quarter profit increased 54%. As higher crude prices led to more spending on exploration and production in North America. Nice, isn't it, that they're banking the big bucks while you're tightening up your belt and staying home under voluntary house arrest because you can't afford to fill up the jalopy with petrol. Net income rose to $739 million, or 80 cents a share, from $480 million, or 53 cents a share, a year earlier. Nice jump there, wouldn't you say? Anyway, oil and natural gas companies are expected to spend $122 billion in the U.S. this year on exploration and production, 22% more than last year. I wouldn't imagine that the Koch brothers would be unhappy about that. More drilling and the need to go deeper and into denser rock formations are resulting in this big revenue increase. You know, this is kind of like the stuff Lindsey Williams has been talking about. Oil prices rose 31% to average $102.34 a barrel on the New York Merc in the second quarter, up from $78.05 a year ago. And you're paying for it at the pump. MGIC swings to a loss as claims cost increase. MGIC Investment Company, bet you never heard of that before. You can find it on Bloomberg this morning. The largest U.S. mortgage insurer. Never even heard of it. MGIC, that'd be kind of like magic, isn't it? Swung to a loss as claim costs climbed after fewer borrowers caught up on overdue loans. More and more houses coming onto the market as foreclosures. Second quarter net loss of $151.7 million, or 75 cents a share, compares to the profit of $24.6 million, or 13 cents a year earlier. So this is a second quarter net loss of $151 compared with the profit a year ago of $24.6 million. Quite the reversal. The operating loss, which excludes some investment results, was 86 cents a share, missing by 75 cents, the average estimate of 10 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. MGIC pays lenders when homeowners default and foreclosures fail to recoup costs. Okay, we've got such a large overhang of empty, distressed sale, foreclosed upon houses, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shlomo Lev Israel Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee last week. That's pulling down prices, and that's a fact. Gold rallies to a record and a best run since 1980. Nicholas Larkin and Glenn Sims writing this one, Bloomberg. Gold rose to a record above $1,600 an ounce as debt concerns in Europe and the U.S. boosted demand for the metal as a protection of wealth. Bullion climbed to all-time highs in euros and pounds, and silver topped $40 an ounce. And it continues a lengthy article. You might want to check that one out. Karzai, you know, when all this started, the war in Afghanistan started in Kandahar, and I predicted then, because of its ley line 33 and 66 crosshatch, that it would be the place where the war would end it. And it's very likely that'll be the case. Folks, this hour is gone. We'll be back for hour number two right after the station identification break. Your calls are welcome.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming at you live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. To be sure, as I mentioned in the last hour, the last segment of the last hour, and if you're just joining us, there's a whole hour's worth of broadcasting that you missed in the first hour that you can access by going to oraclebroadcasting.com and visit the archives section for these broadcasts. You can go back over a couple of years now, almost 3 years here on Oracle, or you can go to Become Vocal Local and just follow the links right back to Oracle that way. But as I mentioned, when this whole fandango got started over in Afghanistan for no good reason at all, it began in the Kandahar region, all right? And if you look on the map, you're going to find that if you draw a line, there's a triangle that you can draw with the 66th, it would be the 66th east, let me get this right, longitude and the 33rd north parallel that drops right down inside of this triangle. And I would say that right in there is probably, as far as ley lines and all that stuff goes, a very, very highly significant Masonic and Kabbalistic, if you will, point on the surface of the earth, which may have something to do with why Afghanistan is always, you know, in turmoil. But I forecast years ago that this would probably be where the war would end. It's where the war began. Karzai advisor killed less than a week after Afghan's president's half-brother. This been written by Ataf, and I won't try the last name, New News. A senior advisor to Hamid Karzai was shot dead at home in Kabul yesterday in a second blow to the Afghan president less than a week after the assassination of his powerful half-brother. So there's six ways to Sunday on this. There's more than one way to skin a cat. You can go in and try and do military work, but you can also, you know, when you're faced with a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread, you can also take the guerrilla tactic and go in and knock out key leaders. And this is what's going on here, you know, as we look at Washington with 535 potentials. Anyway, a senior advisor, again, was shot. Two militants stormed the home of Jan Mohammed Khan. Now, this was not 500 guys. This wasn't a $6 million attack helicopter. These are two guys, gunmen. Two militants stormed the home of Jan Mohammed Khan, a former governor of the province, or however they pronounce it, at about 8 p.m., killing him, as well as parliamentary lawmaker Mohammed Hashem Watanwal. The Interior Ministry said in a statement, the gunman held off security forces for 5 hours before being shot dead. So some all gave some gave all. These two guys gave their life for this take. One police officer died in the encounter. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, which came 5 days after Ahmed Wali Karzai was killed at home by a bodyguard in the southern province of Kandahar. What's the problem with using mercenaries? Go back and read, you know, read Machiavelli, The Prince. In his book, The Prince, which really, you know, is the rule book along with Sun Tzu's The Manual of War, But you go back and read Machiavelli, the Prince, and what does he say about using mercenaries? Well, mercs are disloyal. They have no loyalty. They're in it for the spoils, baby. They're in it for the girls. They're in it for the baubles, the beads, the bangles, the properties, and everything they can lift, all right? And so the problem with using mercs, and we've got so many private contractors out there today, you can't even shake a stick at it. The problem with mercs is that when the juice ain't coming right from one guy, they just follow the juice. Be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again looking at this idea, come in our article out of Bloomberg, killing traitors. Taliban spokesman again, Zabihullah Mujahid, said by telephone from an undisclosed location that the Islamic movement forced from power in Kabul by the U.S. following the September 11, 2000 attacks was targeting traitors in their houses. Traitors in their houses. Targeting traitors in the houses. Yeah, the NSA is watching us, but we have the ability to watch them. Quite frankly, there's far more of us than them. The Taliban, quote, are trying to weaken the Afghan government. Hold on a second here. Clear that right there. All right. The Taliban are trying to weaken the Afghan government by killing senior officials, Saidi said, today by phone in Kabul. They're trying to put pressure on Karzai and deliver a psychological blow. All right? So this is what's going down over there. Let's keep an eye on what that is all about. This is an important piece of legislation, I think, coming up, an opportunity for us to interact. Airport body scanners were improperly adopted by the U.S. Appeals Court rules by Tom Schoenberg and Puneet Kolpara, writing for Bloomberg. Airport body scanners that create unclothed images of passengers were improperly adopted by the U.S. as a primary screening tool. A federal appeals court ruled while allowing their use to continue. All right, the problem is that they didn't ask for public comment. And so now that window of opportunity has opened. This is an opportunity for us to comment. And I think it's time for us to comment. Okay. U.S. Transportation Security Administration should have sought public comment before deciding that the scanners first deployed in 2007 would be used everywhere for primary screening. The U.S. Circuit Judge Douglas Ginsburg, wow, in Washington wrote for a three-judge panel in the decision issued today. And then it goes on and tells about where they were set up and so on, best technology and so on and so forth. But the agency awarded leasing contracts for scanners to RapaScan Systems Incorporated and a unit of L3 Communications Holding in late 2007. And then it continues, privacy laws. The Electronic Privacy Information Center and two of its advisory board members sued the TSA in July of 2010, claiming the scanners violated federal privacy laws and constitutional protections from an unreasonable search. And that continues. The TSA has argued that screening decision wasn't a legislative rule and was therefore exempt from federal notice and comments requirements. Rejecting the privacy and the constitutional argument, the appeals panel said the charge to the so-called advanced image, the change to the so-called advanced image technology, or AIT, affected the public sufficiently to trigger rulemaking requirements. Now, the case is Electronic Privacy Information Center versus the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Right? The case is the Electronic Privacy Information Center versus the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and it's a U.S. Court of Appeals, District of Columbia, 10-1157. Find it on Bloomberg if you're interested, and then see what you can do about this. I mean, this is an opportunity for us to voice our opposition to this process. Again, the headline on Bloomberg, just search for it, you'll find it. Airport body scanners were improperly adopted by the U.S. Just type that into their browser and it'll run. TEPCO rushes to cover Fukushima nuclear plant as the typhoon Ma'on nears Japan. So they're out there scattered around, everybody trying to put tarpaulins, you know, over this problem again. But just to let you know that we're not out of the woods yet, and they're still worried about water overflows from the damaged reactors. More on that later. Well, I want to jump into something different. I do have a clip I've been trying to play, and maybe I can get it to play for us in the next segment. But in the meantime, going into this book, now, Gloss Baker, Introduction to Business, Gloss Baker. I did a Google search on this guy Gloss over the weekend, came up with some interesting videos, ancient videos, really cool stuff. You can do it if you just type in Raymond E. Gloss, Ph.D., CPA. You'll come up with a Google search field, and in there's some pretty interesting stuff. So when I look at these, you know, textbooks and whatnot, sometimes when you go back in and try and find out something about the authors, you find out some very interesting things. And so this guy's been around for a long time. But I also, in that search field, found that he was very, very influential in the Chinese and a systems analyst and so on and so forth. So you might want to just do that for yourself. Type in Raymond E. Gloss, Ph.D., CPA, and see what comes up. And then look at some of the links, even on the first page. Very interesting. Chapter 20 out of this 1967 textbook, Security Exchanges and Financial News. Every working day, millions of shares of stock change hands on and off security exchanges. That's absolutely true. Current stock prices are of considerable interest to businessmen, investors, speculators, and a substantial segment of the general public. You know, it's easy for me to come out and apply the lick and stick, or as Hal Anthony says, take him behind the woodshed. Lloyd Blankfein or Jamie Blank, you know, Jamie Dimon or any of these guys. That's easy. But again, as we've studied our business, we start to understand how the corporation works. These are just the CEOs. These people are hired by the board of directors. A CEO at a corporation, as we see in the news on a regular basis, they can be changed as easily as changing your socks or changing a baby's diaper. All right, so they come and they go. They're not the owners of the company. You go back and look at the decision makers, that's your board of directors. But who owns these companies? Well, they're the stockholders and the bondholders, the common shares, the preferred shares. These are the people that actually own these companies. And so instead of, you know, blaming, let's say, Goldman Sachs for all the ills of the world, we need to see who's in there that owns it. This is something that you can learn by looking at Clint Richardson's video, Corporation Nation. And we start to understand that the major stockholders in some of these companies out there, the big ones, the demons, some of them, but they're banker or they're school teachers, they're university professors, they're retirement funds, they're pension funds. You know, who owns the big shares in Microsoft? You know, your CalPERS and places like that. And so they're in there and they're trying to gain a profit for their funds, their pension funds. And who makes the money on it? Well, the agents, the brokers, you know, Goldman Sachs, they sell them and things like that. Anyway, there's lots of people involved. The ups and downs of the stock market reflect the optimistic and pessimistic views of buyers and sellers of shares and constitute an important barometer of current and anticipated business conditions. So in a way, it's like taking all these indices, it's like taking the temperature of the body politic. The widespread interest in the stock market is reflected in the space devoted by almost all daily papers to reporting sales and prices, and TV and radio stations include similar information in their news broadcasts. Drop down a little bit. This chapter examines security exchanges in some detail, and it does. It goes on into it. Security exchanges. A security exchange, commonly called a stock exchange, is an organization that provides facilities for its members to buy and sell securities. It's usually organized as an unincorporated association, a type of business ownership described in Chapter 4. Membership fees are charged. Dues or assessments cover the expenses of operation. The members elect a board of governors, who in turn elect officers, including a president. The officers employ the necessary personnel to operate the exchange. Big stuff. New York Stock Exchange merging with Euronext merging with the Deutsche Börse. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, as many of you know, I very rarely play clips and audios and things like that, so largely because of some of the technical difficulties in doing so. I'm going to try and play one now so that you get a little better idea of what's going on with this governor's conference out in Colorado, and hopefully the sound will be just right and the people in the chat room can let me know if they hear it well, and if they do, we'll play it to the end. If not, I'll just drop it and we'll go on to other news. But here we go. Let's try to timer out one time. See if that works. Let's see what we got going here and there.
The Purple Mountain Majesties of Salt Lake City, Utah, will serve as the backdrop for a significant event in our nation's history. U.S. governors, attending their association's summer meeting in Salt Lake City, will meet, behind closed doors, with provincial trade representatives from the People's Republic of China. It'll be the first session of the U.S. Governor's China Forum. Here's a question. What does it mean for the long-term interests of the United States if Communist China owns our businesses, the job creation capacity of our nation? Is anyone asking that question? If you happen to be in Salt Lake City and ask any of the governors about it, their knee-jerk response is likely to be jobs, jobs, jobs. But what kind of jobs? At what kind of pay? With what kind of benefits? These Chinese companies are from a country infamous for abusive labor practices and bottom-end slave wages. That's why many U.S. corporations, without an ounce of loyalty to this nation or its people, took our jobs to China in the first place. When the governors meet in Salt Lake City, someone should ask them some hard questions. For example, what will you give up, Governor, to persuade the Chinese to take ownership of part of our nation's industrial base? What kind of subsidy will these Chinese companies get in the form of local and state tax abatements? How much direct taxpayer money will go to upgrading public services and infrastructure to woo them to this place or that? Will owners from a communist dictatorship allow their U.S. workers to join a union if they choose to do so? And what about the profits, which will be going to enrich the economy of China, not the United States? While we don't know the answers to these questions, here's what we do know. Over the past two decades, a major portion of our nation's industrial base, once known as the arsenal of democracy, has moved offshore, mostly to China. When the governors meet in Salt Lake City, there will be no forum dedicated to rebuilding America's industrial base with American ownership. The governors won't discuss the need for an intelligent national debate on how we make America competitive in a globalized economy without wiping out the financial foundation of our middle class or being isolationists. We won't hear the governors discuss how to trade with China as equal parties and not beggars pleading, pick us, pick us. We won't hear our governors discuss how to protect America economically while trading with state-owned or state-subsidized companies, such as those in China, that lie, cheat, and steal, while their government stacks the deck through currency manipulation and ownership rules that are anything but free trade. We won't hear any concern from the governors about the Chinese government buying American businesses through what is called a sovereign wealth fund or foreign direct investment. Make no mistake, the Communist government of China is on a buying spree in the U.S. It is more evidence of the Chinification of America. The difference between investment by China and companies from Germany or France is that the biggest Chinese deals are not private enterprise transactions. They are government investments by a democracy-hating communist dictatorship. China's globally aggressive sovereign wealth fund is full-bore socialism, and it's buying minority ownership, for now, of American businesses. Many of our governors rant against President Barack Obama for socialism, yet they turn a blind eye to the blatant socialism of Chinese government-owned businesses in their state. What critics call Obamacare is chump change socialism compared to giving the communist government of China ownership of our economy. Our governors can and will spin it any way they wish, but socialism doesn't get any more blatant than that. The China Investment Corporation, the formal name for China's sovereign wealth fund, knowing they have weakened our economy, now wants to take ownership of even more of America's vital infrastructure. Last fall, Zhu Yuan, head of asset allocation for China's sovereign wealth fund, said the government of China is prepared to invest $1 trillion to buy U.S. rail and electric power infrastructure. It's an idea China has pitched to the Obama administration. Our president, who has shown a willingness to bow to Chinese leaders, has not accepted China's offer yet. But our governors might be all too willing to sell our strategic national infrastructure to the world's mightiest communist government in exchange for the promise of a few jobs they can leverage to get reelected. That might suit communist China just fine, considering the 50-state divide-and-conquer opportunity that awaits them in Salt Lake City if Americans sit still and do nothing. This is a map of the United States prepared by the Rhodium Group, a research firm which tracks Chinese government investment in the U.S. The top 10 states for direct Chinese government investment by dollar amounts are Texas, New York, Virginia, Illinois, California, Michigan, Colorado, Oregon, Delaware, and New Jersey. Then there's Nevada, where late last year the Chinese government tried to be a friendly trading partner by attempting to buy a struggling little gold mine in Lovelock, not far from Reno. CFIUS, the U.S. Treasury's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, opposed the deal. The small gold mine the Chinese wanted to buy just happened to be a little over 60 miles from Fallon Naval Air Station, the current home of the Navy's Fighter Weapons School, better known as Top Gun. Fallon is also where the Navy SEALs do some of their training for covert land-based missions. What a coincidence! Who knew? It must have been a coincidence that the Chinese government wanted to buy a spy base, a gold mine, just up the road from a remote Navy air base where the best of the best try new weapons and tactics. But episodes like the gold mine in the shadow of the Top Gun base won't deter the governor of Nevada or the governors from other states from lining up in Salt Lake City to plead with the Chinese to come to their state and take even more ownership of the United States economy. We can be reasonably sure none of our governors, Republican or Democrat, will stop to ask if they are doing long-term damage to our country. I'm Vince Wade.
Okay, there we go. Let's go ahead and close that out there.
All right, so that was the clip. And absolutely, you know, I was mistaken. I've been mistaken for days thinking this is in Colorado. It's in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, hopefully during the week we'll have someone come on and be with us, if I can, work it out, who is actually there so that we can get some reports on the ground of some of the breakout meetings and things that were being discussed. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm not going to second guess. I wasn't there, and I don't know. But what I do know is that the work that Vicki Davis has been doing on channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis's website, has been tracking this progression, and they are starting to make major gains in Idaho against Butch Otter there to block the expansion of these foreign trade zones in Idaho. And so as the clip mentioned, you know, this is basically foreign direct investment. This is a very old program. I've shown, gave you the law when Vicki was on with us last. Goes back to the 1930s, and that this is basically a process by which foreign countries can come into the United States. They can get visas to be here. They invest in America, and they set up business concerns and then do business, and they are exempt from a lot of the customs requirements on the things that they bring into the country and the things that they export out of the country. So they're given kind of a free ride, an open hand, and yet, at the same time, we're in a situation now where if we don't get back to, you know, some kind of a sound basis in tariffs and start shutting off the hemorrhage of dollars outflow, any recovery, you know, as we always talk about, is jobs. But any recovery, any possible recovery, that avenue is closed to us. And so, and if we are going to continue to allow other countries to come in and buy our infrastructure, you know, you're hearing about George Soros with his interest in buying up the Mississippi River Valley and the Missouri River Valley where there's flooding. You know, if we continue to allow that avenue or approach to continue, you know, recovery, completely out of the question. Now, we'll be right back. We're going to go into a little bit more of St. Simon's positivism right after this break. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I'd overlooked this one article off the Telegraph. I want to share with you just a little bit from it. It's written by James Dellingpole. The title of the article off the Telegraph is "The UN Reveals Its Master Plan for Destruction of the Global Economy." All right? And this is a July 7th article, but he writes this: former U.S. Secretary of the United Nations John Bolton once famously said, quote, "The UN Secretariat building in New York has 38 stories. If it lost 10 stories, it wouldn't make a bit of difference," close quote. I say Bolton was being too modest in his aspirations, far too modest. I'd suggest that if we lost all 38 stories, the benefit to mankind would be almost incalculable. All right? You want to turn something, you know, do something useful. If there was ever any terrorists who attacked this country, they'd have taken the easy route, come in right across the river, and gone right into the side of the United Nations building. They didn't do that, so you know that it was, the rest of the story was UN-sponsored. But let's go on. It says the report argues, and it continues about a report here, the report argues that over the next 40 years, our government must spend an annual minimum of $1.9 trillion. That's an eye-watering $76 trillion steering the global economy onto the path of green growth. But green growth, as the report more or less acknowledges, is an oxymoron. That's why, even though it was supervised by an alleged economist, Dutchman Rob Voss, the report is not at all ashamed to advocate limiting economic growth through rationing, punitive taxation, and other forms of government intervention. Why? Well, to combat climate change, of course. Here's the kicker. Hence, if for instance, the emission reduction targets cannot be met through accelerated technological progress. Now we're back into the techno-totalitarianism, technocracy. Accelerated technological progress in energy efficiency and renewable energy generation. It may be necessary to impose caps on energy consumption itself in order to meet climate change mitigation in a timely manner. Proposals to put limits on economic growth can be viewed in this context. And so I could continue, but there's really little need to do so. We've all been around this horn a million times, and especially on this broadcast, right? But, you know, we can talk about smart meters and, you know, get our shorts in a bunch over this. But, you know, back in 2005, when I was living on my little farm out in the country, or came home one night after a long trip into town, and to notice in the dark that there was a little red glow on the telephone pole where my meter was, and I went over to inspect that, and I'd noticed that they had swapped out my meter, and they'd put in this little meter, and I went and got a headlamp and came back out and looked at it, and there was a little kind of a rounded thing that was stuck on the meter, and it was an old digital read job now, and this was back then. Now, of course, I reported on it then. I had a broadcast for a while with Chris Gerner and Darren Weeks. It was called the American Exposé. I think Chris Gerner's website is still up, AmericanExposé.com. But there, what we were talking about, and it was all a flutter with the people that were in, like the ham operators and the shortwavers, the DXers, all of this discussion about broadband, that's internet, over power. And so what this little dude was doing was talking to the electric utility company years ago. Well, finally, now I guess it's expanding every place and they've improved the technology. But it wasn't until we got all of this interlocking grid of cell towers built that they were able to advance this E911 system and begin to roll out the master plan, which is, of course, the smart meter. All of this works together to advance this techno-totalitarian positivism that was visioned back in the late 1700s, early 1800s by Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon, his followers and disciples, the Saint-Simonians, and then also Auguste Comte and the positivists. So we're back into the discussion out of the same work, working with Frank Emmanuel, The New World of Henri Saint-Simon, just giving you some bullet points out of this lengthy book. And the philosophy of the 18th century was critical and revolutionary. That of the 19th will be inventive and organizational, was the epigram Saint-Simon coined for the original sketch of the encyclopedia. Now, you might think, oh, my goodness, encyclopedias. Well, brothers and sisters, was a time when encyclopedias weren't around. We had the encyclopedists. They came on the scene, Diderot and others, all right? And so this idea was bringing together all of the known, you know, all of the knowledge in one source. The new encyclopedia would have none of the destructive anti-clerical characteristics of Diderot's enterprise. It would, on the contrary, become the mainstay of the throne and the altar. The throne and the altar, monarchies and churches. Since the clergy would no longer be enjoyed special privileges, no effort need to be wasted on combating them. So they'd already defeated the church in France and in Europe, and now we didn't have to waste any time on them. To Napoleon, I'm telling you, St. Simon was a bold fellow. To Napoleon, he sent a manuscript, the Project d'Encyclopédie, a complete administrative blueprint for the organization of the enterprise, a perfect plan that only awaited imperial implementation. The initial act was to be the convocation in Paris of an international assembly of scientists. Remember, we're dealing with scientism here, this new belief in science as the religion of the positive stage of human development, a perfect plan that only awaited an imperial implementation. The initial act was the convocation in Paris of an international assembly of scientists devoted to general science, each of whom would independently prepare his own total plan for the encyclopedia to safeguard the organic unity of the encyclopedia. The plan had to be the creation of a single individual working in isolation, unlike the great encyclopedia of the 18th century, which was merely a dictionary of ideas. The new encyclopedia had to be endowed with an organic disposition, and the unity inherent in this requirement could only be achieved by one man. Now, let me tell you what I think he's talking about here. This is the idea that has continued to this day, the idea of being the arbiter of what is and what isn't, of what shall and what shall not be retained, what is knowledge and what isn't. If you empower one individual, let's say Morris Deese of the Southern Poverty Law Center or Abraham Foxman of the ADL, you empower one individual, or even perhaps one group like Wikipedia, to write an encyclopedia, or if you allow someone like Rupert Murdoch to say what is and what isn't news, we lose, and we lose big time. And that's part of what St. Simon is visioning here so long ago, to choose the ideal encyclopedic plan from among the drafts submitted by the great savants, the whole body, and remember he's talking about, you know, Madame de Staël and himself and others, the whole body of general scientists would constitute themselves a jury. We can see the trouble with that when it comes to climate change and the United Nations panel on climate change. After a review of one another's performances, they would select the optimum outline and appoint its author, the general editor of the whole encyclopedia. Then the separate disciplines in the arts and sciences would repeat the same procedure among themselves so that in the end one organic plan would be voted for each area of specialization and its author would be named section editor under the director general of the encyclopedia. The overall plan and the subplans would thus achieve integral interrelationships among all the sciences and their derivation from a single unitary principle as well as organic treatment of the individual sciences. Now, this might just, you know, seem a bit peculiar to you, but if you can think about how powerful the systems were that were being visioned and discussed by Henry St. Simon and August Comte and John Stuart Mill and the others, perhaps we can understand why we have been so deliberately dumbed down. If academia, if the think tanks, if the Rockefeller Foundation, if the others, and you can find out lots more about the foundations, their power and their influence from the book of that title written by Rene Wurmser. But if there can be a special body established and given authority to dictate what will and what will not be considered the history of man, you can see the trouble that might follow from that. From the fountainhead of his new idea, the 19th century organic encyclopedia, benefits unforeseen would pour over France and the world, since the new encyclopedia would be international. The union of the scientists of England and France would be the first step in a rapprochement between the two countries, putting an end to their hostilities and inaugurating an era of universal peace. Peace, peace. And there will be no peace, universal, Catholic, of course. All the peoples in the world have an interest in the success of my undertaking for the discovery of the political combination which can conciliate the interests of the French and the English is their only favorable opportunity. The French and the English share the world and all humanity will groan under oppression while these two giant peoples are at war. All right? So this is a foundation, not only of the Encyclopedia Britannica and others like it, the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences and the other encyclopedias in my house. But beyond that, it's like a colloquy. It's like going back to Alexandria and building the library, Philadelphus, one more time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
We didn't really have time as I was going into the beginning of the security exchanges to get into the importance of the advent of the computer back in the 60s, punch cards as they were at those in those days, but how powerful they were in affecting this global economic marketplace. But, continuing again from this discussion, the savant in arms, Henry St. Simon, it goes this way. Again, the idea of synthesizing a new encyclopedia was, in his private estimate, a discovery whose dimension and importance is superior to all those which have ever been made, one which future generations will never surpass. That's a quote. Before this colossal structure, the achievements of Newton, Schrank, Plato, Descartes, Kant presented vague speculations which were not of very great utility, close quote. Only Aristotle and Bacon, who had taught a positive philosophy, were worthy enough to be considered his precursors, and even Bacon's plan could not hold a candle to his grand encyclopedic tree in which all the arts and the sciences grew organically out of a common trunk labeled general science. and then embraced and intertwined one with another like living branches. Diagrams and lithographs prepared as advertisements graphically illustrated the superiority of his organic conception over the Englishman's mechanical trisection of knowledge. Now, of course, in his day, what he had available to him as telegraph was just getting started, but what they had available to them at that time was the printing press. But just imagine that in Henry St. Simon's mind was the kernel, was the grain, was the core of what would become the Internet. We live it today, and we're starting to see the magnitude of it. But can you imagine just being able to go www general science and have the Internet open for you, as opposed to typing in your password or whatever, with everything, diagrams, lithographs, prepared as advertisements and so on and so forth, just opening up the mechanical trisection of knowledge. A published perspective, the new encyclopedia bid for Napoleon's patronage with a vision of glory which the grand project would bestow upon the imperial throne. What a magnificent spectacle Paris will present when the most illustrious scientists in the world are gathered there and the scientific workshop labors under the orders of the great Napoleon on the organization of the system of human knowledge. The organization of the system of human knowledge. What else would you describe the Internet as? The organization of the system of human knowledge. And holding the keys, you know, the on and off switch. Holding the software codes and keys like Bill Gates, etc. Continuing. St. Simon's fulminations against the scientists and his genuflections to the emperor were alike consigned to oblivion. From time to time, the newspapers deigned to mention his works only as a pretext for comedy. In 1808, a literary philatelist, or something like that, of the, some other corporation, made fun of the scholar in arms. While our warriors are on the march everywhere in pursuit of the enemy of France and of peace, Mr. St. Simon prefers for them another war. Once he was ambitious for the glory of arms, today he seeks another glory. And we could go on and talk about how his ideas were ridiculed, but at the same time, it's important to understand that the people who really matter, the people who control the flow of money on the planet, were not at all ignorant of who he was. It was just a matter of time before the Rothschilds came to play. And there are lengthy, lengthy accounts here. Illuminati is mentioned by the Saint Simonians to some great extent. But let me jump forward just a little bit more. There's something masochistic about the protestations of affection for Rodin. Saint Simon was fast approaching a psychic breakdown. And this happens a lot. It happened to Henry St. Simon. It happened to John Stuart Mill. Happened to August Comte. It's happened to many people. As we start to get the idea, once we stop with this idea of living the world with blinders and only focusing on those 2 or 3 square feet right in front of our toes, once we lift our heads up, if you will, and the light comes on, whether you call it enlightenment or reason or whatever, you start to get the idea. You know, I struggle here. We started out with Plan B so long ago, trying to let people know that it's the political parties that need to be taken care of in the New York minute. They stand between where we are today and where we need to be very soon. And this idea of representation that has been taken away from us, the idea of a vote which has been taken away from us, the idea of the separation of powers which have been taken away from us, and we begin to understand that if we're going to be that replacement set, if we hope to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, if we want to be that replacement set, then we're going to need to focus on something broader than the 2 or 3 square feet in front of our own toes. And sometimes it's a little bit much. Sometimes John and Jane average man can't quite grasp it. And because it's so big and so vast and so complex and so interoperable and interconnected, after all of these decades and decades of internationalist intervention, that even the best of minds crack under the pressure. But of course, he was definitely, I don't want to go into that lengthy piece, it's a long, long quote, but it lays it out. He was very well aware of who the Illuminati were in his days. Let me just jump forward, something completely unrelated. Later in the same year, Saint-Simon left Bon Homme's, or Belle Homme's, and in lodgings in Paris, he managed to piece together two of his strangest writings, The Memory of Science of the Man, the most important of his empire works, and the even more eccentric Travail sur la Gravitation Universelle, the Universal Gravitation, both of which were laboriously copied by hand for limited circulations. Penniless, again, hardly recuperated from his depression, he tried frantically to arouse the scientific conscience of Europe to its sacred mission to end the European crisis. Here's the quotes. In these works, he had written down the great truths which, if comprehended by the emperor and the leaders of the European science, would call a dramatic halt to all massacres of millions of men on all battlefields of Europe. Quote, all of Europe is slaughtering itself, close quote. He cried out to the scientists of the world, what are you doing to stop this butchery? Nothing. What am I saying? It is you who perfect the means of destruction. So we look at all of the scientists that are out there. You know, Melody Hallett had a great broadcast over the weekend with Mr. Hubert. You know, we talk about Roundup Ready this and Roundup Ready that. Monsanto and Syngenta and all of the rest of them. Carlisle, whatever. All these various scientists, HP, everybody's involved in it. Everybody's making money. They are myopic, sitting in their laboratories, you know, working on this little invention and that little invention. But as he said, all of Europe is slaughtering itself. Today we could say all of the world is slaughtering itself. But he cried out to the scientists, what are you doing to stop this butchery? Nothing. What am I saying? It is you who perfect the means of destruction. And so we have on one hand a call from the governors to alter the funding structure of academia without realizing that it's academia working on grants and aid from all of the big corporations, the transnationals, that are coming up with all of the horrors that we live with each and every day. You stop the backscatter machines, who invented them? Where did it come from? His neurotic, back to St. Simon, his neurotic state seemed to intensify his forebodings about the fate of a continent abandoned to inner strife without any principle of organization. He summoned the learned societies of Europe to send delegates to Rome to elect a new scientific pope. And that matter was urgent. A new scientific pope. We have a green pope today. In fact, since the 15th century, the institution which had united the European nations, which put a check rein on the ambitions of peoples and kings, has grown steadily weaker. It's now so completely destroyed that a general war, a terrible war, a war which threatens to devour the whole of the European populations, has been in progress for the last 20 years and has already harvested several million men who should be thought of as no more than the advance guard of the armies which are going to be put in the field. Only you can restore peace to Europe. Only you can reorganize European society. Time presses. The blood is flowing. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be tuned until the next time. Good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.